Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, yes, Grant, please.
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Grant, Peter with Rapid Advance. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, just want to let you know I'm calling on a recorded line. All of our outbound calls here get recorded just for quality assurance and all that.
Yeah.
Just want to give you a heads up. So this Grimaldi's Pizzeria deal. Looks like a large file. The tax return that we have for 2014 shows them as very profitable. And I was just kind of wondering what they were looking for, kind of dollar amount, term, and kind of what their expectations were.
So on this deal, I believe that the best course of action. So to explain the corporate structure, there's the holding company's Grimaldi's Pizza, which is based out of Arizona, and then they have locations nationwide franchised out. And so each like state or region may have several Grimaldi's, so they'll create a separate FVIN for each of those different regions. So there's Cold Brick Oven Pizza of Colorado, and that encompasses all the Grimaldi's within there. I think that for the purposes of this, I sent you, I think, everything that I have on the file, or at least several of the different regional banks.
Yeah.
And I think that we'd like to try and fund the holding company if possible. I think as part of my submission, I've also sent over the financials, the audited financials for 2015. And that's for the holding company, where all regional bank, where all the regional entities flow through to that holding company. Ultimately, this customer is looking to get the max dollar amount possible. I think from on our end, we'd want to go with correct me if I'm wrong, but not the select program, but the premium program, where we can at least make 3 points. I would think that the sales rep wouldn't want to do anything less than that. I think that going out to 15 months for max dollar amount is really what we're trying to go for. And those financials are something that to be taken a look at, first and foremost, just to make sure that Rapid's all right with everything that's going on within them.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have, I'm not seeing the 2015. I'm just showing the tax return for 2014. I'm not showing the 2015 financials. Would you be able to shoot those to me directly?
I should be able to. Let me just write this note.
My email. What I can do, I can shoot you an email. Just so you have mine.
Yes, please go ahead.
Here's kind of just looking at what we have here. Here's kind of what I'm just going to list out kind of what we'll need to do or what we'll need to get, or at least get as much of as possible to be able to show to our credit committee and our underwriting department who kind of handle the larger files like this to get a solid offer up front for the dollar amount and term and everything like that. I'm going to list out what we'll need. Pretty simple. I'll shoot that over to you in an email. And then as soon as we get these docs, same day we'll be able to get back to you with what we can do.
Okay. Just
everything
so you know, like,
good. I mean, yeah.
Just so you know, like, kind of what we have.
Yeah.
So we have all the individual regions and the 6 months of banks for those. I mean, yep. I'm just looking through them. Virginia, Tennessee, South Carolina, Louisiana, Kansas, Idaho, Houston, Dallas, Florida, Colorado, California, Nevada, Arizona. So, like, they're all over the place. Lots of banks. I have the audited 2015 financials. They are on extension for 2015 tax return. I have a 2014 tax return and that 2015 tax extension.
Gotcha.
So, beyond that, there are certain things that I can't collect. For example, for each region, they don't do separate tax returns. They all flow through. And I wouldn't be able to get the financials for the individual regions as well. So, just a heads
That's
up.
That's fine. Gotcha. So, essentially, what we would kind of just need, what underwriting ideally would want to see, is 2016 interims, however far they got on that, with the P&L and balance sheet, it flow through the whole entire thing, that's fine. Doesn't need to be broken down by region or anything like that. And then the 2015 year-end P&L and balance sheet, and then if they are on the extension for 2015 tax return, just a copy of the extension.
Mm-hmm.
I just emailed that little checklist over to you. It should be pretty simple. But it looks good. I mean, are you thinking like $1,500,000?
$1 million would be ideal, but again, we want to at least make 3 points on it.
Yeah.
Also, do not have the interims, nor am I sure if I can collect those in a timely manner. I would advise, though, to probably take a look at the financials that I do have and just, you know, begin that process. I just want to be upfront with you. Seems as though they're pretty leveraged. I just wanted to make sure that you take notice of that so nothing happens in funding, like any surprises or anything.
Yeah, no, that's why we're trying to collect as much as we can up front so we can really dig into it up front. We don't want to, you know, get to the end and then have something fall apart.
Exactly.
We want to take every step we can up front. But the more documentation that we have, the better we can kind of understand the guy's financial situation, the better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you just have all the individual bank statements on your end?
Yes, we have February through July on the bank statements.
Okay.
And those look great. The credit is great. Now it's kind of just getting into the financials, and the more that we can provide to our corporate underwriting team who's going to look at this and give us the offer, it would be great.
Extension. All right, I'm just responding to your email. Please need anything else? All right. Got the interims. Okay. Okay. I just sent that over.
All right. Awesome.
So I'll just let you go from here, and I suppose we'll be talking later today.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.